Joining me live over the phone this morning is Tim Hale with the Star Valley Arts Council and the monthly update from the Arts Council. Hey, Tim, how are you today?
Hey, good morning, Duke. Doing great today. How are you?
Doing great. Also, myself, appreciate your time, of course, as always. And the update from what's happening with the Star Valley Arts Council, looking ahead to what's on schedule. And I know this event was kind of up in the air when, if it was going to happen, but the Spring Fling, it looks like it's taking place May 13th.
Yeah, May 13th. Yep, we're going to be hosting that at the Ford Theater this year. So excited to have an event over with our friends at the Ford. May 13th. For a little bit of background for those who aren't familiar with this show, the Arts Council kind of did a revamp, a regroup, kind of back around 2018 or so, and to kind of kick things off, we did what we called the Stars in the Valley Christmas concert. So it's really just people from the community, adults, youth, dance groups, instrumentalists, just coming and performing for the community. So really a music performance kind of variety show. So it was huge, very successful. We've missed the opportunity to do the Christmas one for a couple years now, but we love bringing it in the spring. So that's what we call the Spring Fling, and it should be a great show. So May 13th, 7 o'clock at the Ford.
That's fantastic. Glad to hear that it's happening, that it's taking place at the Ford Theater. So are you currently looking for participants in this show, or when do people start signing up to be part of it?
We sort of have a running list. So we've had a lot of people in the community reach out over the years saying, hey, I'd love to participate. Obviously, we want to keep the show to about an hour and 20 minutes, hour and a half. Honestly, we actually have, I'm pretty sure, Eileen Hale, who's coordinating the show for us, I think she actually has her group of 17, 18 performers already. So, but please reach out if anybody is interested. We may have some holes that appear if people need to drop out or something. And then of course we can keep that and add them to our running list, because we really want to make sure that this show and the Christmas, similar Christmas event that we do, that we get as much participation as possible and enough variety as possible, right? So if someone says, hey, I performed last year, can I perform this year? We may kind of take a pass on that so that somebody else has their chance to perform who maybe hasn't had the opportunity. So reach out to us, starvalleyarts@gmail.com, or contact us through our website, Facebook page. We'll be happy to get you on the list.
And just to reiterate, Tim, these are all local acts, all of them local talent.
Oh yeah. Nobody's getting in the door to perform if they don't live here. So this is we want homegrown talent, homegrown Star Valley talent for this show. And of course, as a reminder, we're the Star Valley Arts Council. So whether you come from Afton, Star Valley Ranch, Alpine Thane, or the smaller communities scattered around, we want to see you. We want good representation in this event across the valley.
Spring Fling with the Star Valley Arts Council, scheduled for May 13th at the Afton Ford Theater. Tim Hale with the Star Valley Arts Council on the phone with us today. A really cool art performance, if you will, that happens every year through the high school is the high school musical. And it's actually coming up pretty quick in the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't pass up an opportunity to talk about the high school musical. I mean, they always do such a phenomenal job. The adults who put the production together, from direction to stage work to props, and then of course not to mention the incredibly talented kids that perform there. So we would really encourage, the community to support this in any way they can. Two ways that come to mind. Obviously, first and foremost, you could actually go. So it's March 17th and 18th at 7 o'clock, and then I think they have a matinee 2 o'clock on the 18th as well. But then they're looking for sponsors in their program. So anybody that wants to business owner or just person in the community that wants to give some financial support, they can contact the school district and do that. So just a great way. They can't charge for tickets here, so it's a great way to financially support what they're doing and all the hard work that they put into this event. Footloose this year, by the way. I didn't even mention that, so that should be really awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. They always do a good job, as you mentioned. So that's March 17th, 18th, 19th, correct? Is that what you said?
I think 17th, 18th.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Tim Hale with the Star Valley Arts Council. Tim, I know the Arts Council, we talked last time about the need for additional help and manpower and actually bodies to help with events. We're still looking for volunteers, is that correct?
Yeah, we always are. So just last week we had our annual annual retreat for the board. And, we just reiterated together, first of all, our focus on really serving all of Star Valley. Like I mentioned a moment ago, we're the Star Valley Arts Council. We're not the Afton Arts Council. We're not the Thane Arts Council. We're the Star Valley Arts Council. We want to make sure that we're providing and supporting events up and down the valley. So in order to do that, and this valley is 60 miles long or so, we're really working on identifying kind of pockets of volunteers within each of these communities, right? So we want to have a good little group of volunteers in Alpine, a group in Star Valley Ranch and Thane, so they can kind of be our boots on the ground to help us identify what events make the most sense and to help us execute those events as we look toward our coming season starting in July. So, reach out to us, again, through our Facebook page, Star Valley Arts Council, through our email, starvalleyarts@gmail.com. Give me a call, 307-201-9514. Just let us know, and we would love to get anybody involved who would like to support the arts in the valley.
And I understand the commitment is kind of whatever you'd like it to be, right? You can jump in and be all hands on deck for every event, or you can jump in and just say, I'd like to just maybe help with this event once a year, right?
Yeah. There's a higher bar, a level of expectation with our board members. But and that's made very clear if anybody's interested in that. But if you just want to volunteer and you say, hey, I've got some time, in the summer, or hey, we've got an event coming up and they just want to help at one in particular, totally fine. Well, we'll take you for whatever you can help with. We do have some expectations of our volunteers, but it's much, much lower compared to, the expectations of our board. So, yeah, just let us know. Let us know what your availability is, and we'll try to make it fit.
Tim Hale, Star Valley Arts Council, with us live on the SVI Radio Network. Anything we missed, Tim, you wanted to mention today?
One more thing I'll plug. I saw a notice from the Ford Theater that they're putting together a little dance competition. I think it's at the end of this month. So I'd encourage anybody listening to hop on their website, saltriverarts.com, or find the Ford Theater Afton on Facebook. They've got some information on that from some people in the community that are going to be kind of like a Dancing with the Stars type event. So that sounds super cool. Just wanted to put a plug in for that, too.
February 26th. That's not this Saturday, but the next Saturday. So,
perfect.
That's nice. All local dancers. Yep. That's Tim Hale with the Star Valley Arts Council. Tim, thank you so much for your time.